Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, the Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler joining us now from Sports Info Solutions. Our guy Mark Simon on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good afternoon, Mark. How are you doing?
Good. Have you guys recovered yet from the way that the season ended with the knowledge that the team that beat you won the whole thing?
No, not really.
Yeah, probably not. No. But again...
Sticks with you.
If you watch
Thanks
the whole thing play
up,
out,
Mark.
I mean, the Brewers, even though it was a one-game situation, they beat Hader, and he actually won Reliever of the Year. So you still got to give a hat tip, I guess, to the Nationals to a certain degree for taking care of Hader in that series. So you've got the Fielding Bible Awards that just came out with Sports Info Solutions. Tell everybody how those are based in comparison to, say, the Gold Glove that will be announced on Sunday.
The Gold Gloves are voted on by managers and coaches, remembering that their viewpoint is from the dugout, looking out to the field and maybe seeing some things that we don't, but maybe missing a few things as well and not necessarily seeing the entire picture, but still very legitimate, not going to dismiss them. The Fielding Bible Awards give you a different perspective. It's a group of 12 people, essentially baseball nerds like me, but also Peter Gammon, Rob Nyer, the ESPN broadcaster Chris Singleton is among the panelists. It's hundreds of years of baseball knowledge put together, and they take the eye test and they take the metric test, and we vote on a group where we select 10 players instead of one player at each position, and we figure out who is the best, who is second, who is third, and in the end we get winners like Lorenzo Cain in center field.
Okay, so you have Lorenzo Cain winning there. I think you made a mistake or something. Because I did not see Yasmani Grandal at the catcher position.
Right.
I thought you were going to get on me for my vote, because I don't think I voted for him. His contributions this year were strong on the offensive side. So here's the thing with Grandal. There are a pretty good number of catchers now who are really good at pitch framing. The difference between 1 and, say, 12 is not what it used to be. When Grandal was first in the league, Grandal was 1 or 2, and then 3, 4, and 5 were well below him. Now there's about a dozen guys that are really good, and the guys that beat him across both the American League and the National League were excellent, and excellent at throwing out runners and pitch blocking and some things that aren't necessarily Grandal's strengths. So as much as I was the chairman of the Yasmani Grandal fan club, I did have a limit to my following of him. He's very strong. I will not dispute my fanhood of him this season. He just didn't come up as a winner in this.
How does your awards coincide with Major League Baseball?
So what's kind of neat is Major League Baseball has done a lot better to get the Gold Gloves right. Okay. And the managers are helped out by the metrics. And actually what it is now is that the managers and the coaches vote, and then the metrics are all kind of squished together into one, and they get a vote too. And in the end, the metrics account for about 25% of the vote. And what that does is that prevents a situation like 20 years ago where you had someone like Rafael Palmeiro win the award when he barely played first base. It ensures that the statistics are taken into account and that that someone like Cain is appreciated, although I think he's pretty good by the eye test too. It helps. The Gold Gloves have gotten a lot better in the last 5 years thanks to the addition of this. And in the end, they come out pretty close to about the same. So I think it'll be Cain or Robles on Sunday when they're announced.
Now, I remember when J.J. Hardy was a member of the Milwaukee Brewers, and then he went to the Orioles, and he complained out loud that he thought the Gold Glove Award was a joke because he thought it took more into account offense than it really should for an award that's based on defense. How much of that do you think still is in play?
If you look at the winners from previous years, that was fairly obvious. There was also a trend that I had been tipped off to. I'd have to look at it more closely, but that the pitcher who won wasn't necessarily the best fielding pitcher. It was just the pitcher who pitched the most innings without an error. And the Gold Gloves, as I said, that's eliminated now by putting in, by baking in essentially a 25% component that looks at the advanced stuff.
Okay, what about this? Because another thing that I've seen people saying why Lorenzo Cain doesn't winning is because he's one of the few players that doesn't wear a Rawlings glove.
No, okay, that I don't buy into that, because in the end, the coaches and the managers are the ones doing the voting. Rawlings is just the conduit to it. They do a good job. I will stand strong in support of it.
When does the voting occur? Does it vote end at the end of the regular season, or will this postseason run affect things?
So no, it's voted as the season is ending. The eligibility for it ends at game number 142, and then from that point forward, there's a period where the managers and the coaches fill out their ballots, like September 20th, somewhere in there. They're all voting. And that creates some interesting scenarios. Like, the Padres have an outfielder, Hunter Renfro, who we had as being really good in right field, but he wound up eligible in left field because at the 142-game mark, he hadn't played enough in right field to be the right field guy, even though he probably should have been in the end. Aaron Judge missed the cutoff. And I think if you watch the playoffs, you saw how good Aaron Judge was. But Aaron Judge didn't qualify. The 142-game mark didn't help matters there because he was hurt. It's an interesting situation the way that they have it. That's the way that they've chosen to do it. I guess except for some, it works better than others.
Let me ask you this. Moustakas and Grandal both declined their mutual option with the Brewers and now head into free agency. If you were David Stearns, which one do you hold more valuable to you that you'd be willing to pay, $15 to $20 million a year on a multi-year deal?
I think it's funny. John Heyman said that Grandal was going to cash in better than $4 for $60.
Yep.
I don't know. Like, I think he's still going to have a little trouble getting a four-year deal. Because who wants to commit that much money to an old catcher?
See, and that was my thing too, Mark. I think if you go to Grandal and say, look, you're going to catch for the first 2 years of this deal, and in the second 2 years of this deal, you're going to be primarily a first baseman with some catching sprinkled into it.
Right.
As an organization, I think I feel better about that, saving his knees versus gambling on his knees for four more years.
Yeah, if he's willing to go for that might be a way to go. That's where I would say that I would think that they're more likely to go for Moustakas and to up him for a bit. And see if there's – Grandal is going to have to see if there's someone who's not necessarily analytically inclined to buy into the idea that he's going to be worth it for all 4 years of that deal.
That's awesome. Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions, nice to talk to you again. We'll see if Lorenzo Cain can finally win this thing on Sunday.
Yep, we'll see.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Sports Info Solutions, Mark Simon on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.